You're listening to the Indie Echo Podcast, a showcase of independent music and the artists that make it. I'm Jordan, producer at High Five Music. Emma Klein is a Nashville-based singer-songwriter, former American Idol contestant, and fellow patriot. That means we went to the same high school. Her debut EP, Love Me Too, is available now.
Bel Air, Maryland. Are you also from Bel Air?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Bel Air, Maryland, and went to a public school up until high school when I decided that I wanted to go to John Carroll because of their theater program. I'd gotten into theater from a pretty young age, not even necessarily because I loved musical theater as much as I just loved the idea of a community of people where we could like sing together and just have fun, and it just felt like playing and being imaginative all the time. So I loved that growing up, and I grew up listening to classics like we always had Frank Sinatra playing. Like my grandpa and grandma loved Frank Sinatra, John Mayer, Jason Mraz, Jack Johnson, Gavin DeGraw, Sheryl Crow, and Colby Calais. Just kind of like beachy, really smart and thoughtful lyrics, but sonically super easy to listen to and relaxing. I also listen to a lot of country music, which definitely has stayed with me in songwriting. One, you know, writing for country artists, but two, just the storytelling quality of country music has stayed with me in a lot of ways. But yeah, so I went to John Carroll and got really into musical theater, and learned about a college out in Nashville, Tennessee, where you could major in commercial music. So basically everywhere else was like classical music or theater programs. So I was really excited to find a program that was for more pop music. Yeah, I studied at Belmont and graduated in 2018. And there's a ton of other stuff in there, but it's my mom, dad, my brother and I, my dog. I got a cat that isn't really the sweetest cat, but we do love him. And I'm really close with my family. I love them so much. And I feel like that's the most important thing about me is how much my family means to me. So, and music has been a big part of all of our lives. My mom's a wonderful piano player. My dad is really good at guitar. They both have good voices. My mom was a songwriter growing up, and my brother also has a really nice voice. And we actually did some plays together growing up too, which was fun. So,
were you writing music in high school at all?
Yeah, I started writing, I wrote my first song for sure in elementary school because I sang it at my fifth grade graduation. But I started writing songs, quote unquote, like when I was three, probably. I just loved coming up with different melodies and singing around the house. But yeah, I think my first song I wrote I had pet birds growing up. I think it was like five, and I wrote them a song called Fly Free. Felt bad that they were in a cage, but I never let them out of the house because otherwise they would have died. So I just wrote them a song about how they could fly free one day, maybe. yeah.
So for those who don't know, Emma was on American Idol.
Yeah, the experience overall was, I mean, it led to amazing things for me. But TV is a pretty insane world. So definitely like lots of very long nights and very early mornings and no sleeping and crying just because you felt like a little baby that needed to sleep. It's like dramatic and intense, and it's a lot. But overall, like just the people you meet from that experience, I'm still really close to a lot of those people. And one of my best friends from Belmont actually did the show with me, so that was awesome. And then after Idol, I met Bobby Bones, the country radio host on American Idol. He was the mentor, and I actually ended up opening for him on tour all last year, 2 years ago now. I don't know what year we're in ever, but that was amazing. Like getting to meet him, in turn, like meeting him led to me now into my pub deal that I have for songwriting. So I'm glad I did Idol, but it was definitely a wild, tiring journey.
It's funny with when Call It What It Is came out, you know how you have memories sometimes and you just don't know why you remember them?
Yes.
But I remember where I was and when I was when I listened to that song.
Wait, really?
Yeah, my mom texted the family chat and said, oh, Emma has a new song. And she sent it to everyone. And I was in North Carolina just getting out of the grocery store, getting in my car. I'm like, oh, I'll put this on for the ride home. And so that's where I first heard it.
Well, wait, that's so sweet. I can't believe she sent it to you guys in your family group chat. Yeah. That's so sweet.
Can we just call it what it is? Everyone knows it's obvious, but you make it a mystery.
Song is on your new EP, Love Me Too.
Mm-hmm.
There was so much time between, it was like 2 years or so between that song being out and the EP coming out. All the songs on the EP sound cohesive. So was it difficult to get, you know, have a sound from 2 years ago and match the rest of the songs on the EP?
I actually wrote all the songs that are on the EP around the exact same time that I wrote Call It What It Is. I got Off My Mind produced the same time that I got Call It What It Is produced. But I just didn't know when I wanted to put it out or what format I wanted to put it out in. I was able to work with the same guy, Quinn Redmond, that produced Call It What It Is. And having his touch on it made everything a lot more cohesive sonically. And because I wrote all those songs around the same time, they were also the songs that I performed on every tour date for Bobby Bones. So I had like a 40-minute opening slot. And I was like, how do I fill 40 minutes. I've never done this. It's just me and a guitar. So I just told the story of the EP from top to bottom about this relationship. And I was like, cool. So just going down through this relationship in this order of these songs. And I just did it so many times and fell in love with telling the story. So I finally, 2 years later, was like, wait, why would I not just put these out in that order? It was not that difficult to make them cohesive because they always felt like they blended together. And then having the same person produce them made it helpful. The outlier of those is Love Me Too. I feel like that one was produced by my friend Jared Kritstein and Maddie Diaz. And so that one definitely sonically has its own thing going on, but it's still part of the story. So I feel like it worked.
And I definitely appreciate that with having an EP that kind of tells a story, because so many nowadays are just like a collection of singles, which can still work, but as a, you know, a body of work, it's really cool to have a beginning, middle, and end.
Thank you. Well, and I accidentally submitted the order of songs the wrong way. So they're actually in the wrong order right now. And I'm just waiting for Spotify to get them in the right order. Because I'm like, well, the whole point was to tell it cohesively, but I feel like it wouldn't be a project of mine if something didn't go awry. So, but it...
Is that difficult for them to do? Because I know that even if you have like a small change, sometimes they want you to resubmit the entire thing.
It is kind of hard for them. And it's hard for me right now too, because like I wanted to re-release a song and they were like, do you want to do that? It's this whole complicated process and you have to like, yeah. Or I just wanted to resubmit it for playlisting. And they were like, you can't do that unless you want to just redo the song. And I was like, I think it was Call It What It Is. And I was like, it has a million streams. I don't want to take it off. And then... redo it. So yeah, it can be kind of complicated.
I think actually Off My Mind is probably my favorite.
Thank you.
I'm a sucker for those as like short, memorable, melodic refrains. And so whenever that appears in the song, especially after you have like a over a minute long bridge in there.
Yeah.
So when it comes back, it's like, there it is. Oh. It's exactly what you should have done.
Thank you. Oh, I really appreciate that. That's the song that made me want to write songs forever. That was like, it will always hold the most special place in my heart. And it was very important to me that song was produced well.
Guess I never hopped off that train, even when I got on a plane and took my broken heart to the other side. Let the world out fall, I left you behind, put your tattooed on this lonesome and lovesick brain of
feel like so happy when I listen to it that I'm like, this is what I hoped it would be when I wrote it. And I actually wrote it on a study abroad trip in Ireland. So I would say there's kind of like two pieces of my songwriting world. The one piece is writing for other people, and then the other piece is writing for myself. So like songwriter side of me that just wants to write the best songs possible for other artists always starts by asking the artist in the room who they are, what stories they want to tell, if they have any title ideas or and I like when they just come in and they're like, this is a title I want to write. But sometimes I find that people get caught up in being like, this sounds really cool, that I always like to be the person in the room that's like, how does this fit into your actual everyday life? Like, do you have a story that you want to tell? Because if I wasn't a writer and artist, I would want to be a therapist. So I just treat it kind of like that, where I'm like, okay, cool. Like sometimes you get lost and caught up, and then it's important to just take a step back and be like, well, what happens in your life? Like, let's just write it as honest as that. So that part of the process is a lot of just asking important questions and being a listener and really just helping put melody to big ideas or to stories. I don't really like keep a back pocket of melodies or anything. Sometimes I kind of do a thing where I'm like, someone will say a phrase and it like runs in such a way that I'm like, oh yeah, that kind of rhythmically and melodically just feels like it would sound like this. So I'll do that for that. But then the other side is writing for myself. And it's hard for me because I usually only write for myself by myself. And just recently, especially in Nashville, I do a lot more co-writing. So sometimes in a co-writing setting, I would be like, if I had a really great idea that I was excited about, bring it to a writer that I trust and be like, let's get this idea down. Let's see what we can do. But other times I will just wait for, something emotional will happen. And one day I just wake up and I'm like, I have no choice but to write about this. I need to get it down. But I now, like I have scheduled writes. So like my calendar is usually filled 4 to 5 writes a week. So for that, I always keep a notes page of title ideas. I always have voice memos of things that I'm singing in the shower, in the car. It's just always pretty random. But I would say the most consistent tool that I have to use in a writing room by myself or with another person is being really patient and being a good listener and just trusting that like what needs to be said will find its way. And the more and more that I try to like control the process and like my ego gets involved, the less likely I am to feel like I'm going to be enjoying the song that we come up with.
That scheduled co-write idea, like you can't like force inspiration.
No.
So sometimes when you're in the writing room, do you just kind of like, try this line?
Oh yeah.
Very random like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was really helpful at Belmont because I was in the songwriting program. They prepared us really well for co-write. So like we would just co-write in class constantly. And they would set you up with people specifically that you have like nothing in common musically with, just to be like, work it out, try to write a song.
That's good.
Which is really good. and there's a couple different types of writing. Like you can write just for sync, so just for TV. And like people will get these sheets that are like, we need a song that sounds like Roar by Katy Perry. And so that's when I'll go into a room with a producer and he will just like work something up. And then the two of us will just write a generic kind of like dumb song that has buzzwords that match Katy Perry's Roar. And then we're like, cool. And then you can have like, sometimes you get a track from a producer and you're just supposed to like write the lyrics over top of that. So that's a little bit less, it's still very creative, but it's less like inspirational, I guess, to me at least. But yeah, I definitely will get into rooms sometimes and halfway through the write be like, I have nothing today. Like I have no energy. I don't know what we're doing. And in Nashville, it's pretty much mutually understood that like sometimes that just happens. So you'll just get another date and you're like, cool, let's try again next week. Maybe we're not supposed to write this sad song today. Maybe we need to write something stupid. Like, I don't know, you know? So you really can't force creativity. And especially if I'm writing for myself, I'm very much, I gotta take my time with this because I get super nervous that I'm gonna say this idea that's important to me and rush it. I don't want to rush it ever, you know?
And of course, it's easier to, you know, bear your emotions to friends. So is it more difficult when you have a co-write with someone who you know, you've met once or twice and then like, okay, tell me your deepest, darkest secrets.
I think that, I mean, it's, here's the thing. I've always been a pretty vulnerable person, but I feel like now I just have no secrets with anybody anymore. And you can't, especially if you want to, get the best song possible, the only way you can do that is if you are just completely and 100% honest. And that's what I tell. I think it helps me because sometimes I'm the songwriter in the room and I just tell the artist, come on, like, don't be scared. Like, just tell me like it is. Like, I want to know, I want to help you out. Like, we're in this together. And to tell your story, you can't do that in a shy way. So I feel like because I've been the songwriter in the room so many times, if I ever get scared as the artist, I'm just like, all right, Emma, be vulnerable. What the worst thing that's going to happen is someone's like, that's a lot. And you're like, yeah, that is a lot. Yeah. But yeah, definitely it's like easier when you know somebody super well, but you have to be comfortable just putting it all out there. Social media is my least favorite part of the whole thing. And I know that it's so important. So even right now, like I just put out this EP that I'm really proud of and I paid for it myself. I worked so hard. It's been in the making for like 3 years and I am done with it and I just want to enjoy it and I don't want to do any work post putting it out. So it's really difficult for me to like get in the mode of promoting it. So I think the creative side of it feels great, but promotional, businessy parts of things, like that feels really foreign to me and that's difficult.
When you release music, it's like, because you work so hard and it's so long, it's like, I wrote the song, we got it produced, we're going to release it, and then it's done. Nope.
No. No. And then you're like, oh, and everyone will love it. It's like, well, how are they going to hear it? Are you going to like just hope that they hear it? And you're like, oh, wait, I have to promote it now. Great.
Yeah. When you're at that promotion stage, you've listened to your song so many times that you probably yourself are sick of some of them.
Oh, yes. And,
but there's so many people who haven't heard it once. So it's difficult to realize that. Yeah.
And I think sometimes I get nervous that my followers are going to be like annoyed about how much I'm promoting something. But I have to constantly think about it the way you just said of like, there's always, there's one person or like the person that's never heard it before. Mm-hmm. Like you got to keep doing that. And also, we're our harshest critics, right? So like, I doubt that people are really, like you can just scroll past it if you're annoyed. But for me, I'm like, I have to live in this. I'm so sick of this song, but I want people to hear it.
Down, I'm probably the most acquainted with because I did a remix for it.
Oh yeah.
I like the, is it called Text Painting? Where it's like in the chorus where you say down and then the chords go down. So was that written that way? You.
Yeah, I wanted to do the like building up a fortress for so long. Now, how do you tear it all down, down, down? I wanted, when I was writing that, I really wanted that to follow it. Why am I this way? I stand in front of you naked, but I can't share my feelings with you. And baby, I'm so afraid. If you keep me around till day breaks, will you still feel? Started with the why am I this way, and I was like, why am I this way, stand in front of you naked but I can't share my feelings with you, was where it all started with that song. And I just loved singing that over and over, and I was like, what is supposed to go with that and what does this mean? And I was like, I think at the end of the day it's just that I've got all these walls built up and I don't know how to tear them down. And why is that? Is that because of my upbringing? Is that because of past relationships? So yeah, it started with that as the core thing. And then the down metaphor, or like the metaphor for the walls. And then I was like, no, let me actually try to figure this out. Like, why am I like this? Is it because of this? Is it because of this? So it was just really like a self-discovery song for me.
And then Love Me Too is how you close it. Mm-hmm. And it's a very somber ending. And I like when albums close like that. And it's about like, because everybody wants to be loved, but it's important to love yourself first.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's the story of a relationship. So was that like your post-relationship reflection?
After the breakup and getting over it, like butterflies happens and it's like, cool, like I'm over this person. And then down is this thing of like, wait, okay, I'm over this, But now I'm trying to put myself back out there, and I just can't seem to like open up to people. And then Love Me Too was sort of the realization after that, where I was like, had talked to a few more guys, and I was like, I was just putting myself in these situations where I was desperately searching for myself and fulfillment out in other people. And I thought I would find it in romance and in like just casual dating. That works for some people, and it can be really fun and like good for you in your 20s and everything. But for me, I just was like, I just couldn't help but feel this big sense of like this emptiness. And so I just sat down one day, and it was like right after I met this guy in a bar, and we started hanging out. And every time we'd hang out, I just felt like kind of empty. And I started writing Love Me Too, and I had no idea where it was going to go. Cause at first it was just the like, is there someone who wants to be loved who can love me too? And one of my favorite songwriters, Emily Wiseband in Nashville, she writes a lot of great music. She said something in an interview one time that was like, you want something that's real, but you also want something that's true. So like the reality of my situation was that I wanted someone to love me, and it didn't matter who it was. But the truth of the situation is that that would never be enough if I didn't love myself. So I was like, I need that truth to be in there. So I was happy that the song ended in that place. And then it just felt like the perfect place to wrap that up. It was like the end of that chapter and the start to like my new self-compassionate growth. So
Emma two.
Emma number two. Here we go.
Be attached to you and me. And if not you, then somebody, really anybody will do. Is there someone who wants to be loved who can love me too?
So my friend Manda, she is a Latin pop artist, and we were roommates together for a long time. And she, it's M-A-N-D-A. And her last EP that she put out, so good. She's amazing. She is Brazilian and speaks Portuguese, Spanish, and English. And so it's always a blast to write with her. We did, I wrote with her on that one, Solo Necesito and Find It Here. I think those were the only two that I did. There might be another one on there that I did with her. So check out her music. She's great. Follow her. She's like one of my favorite people in the whole world.
So you've done Spanish co-writes.
Yeah. And it's, wow. I mean, I speak little Spanish, but it's so fun to do that with Amanda. And I just love getting it. Like when am I ever going to sit down and write a Latin pop song? So it's just a blast.
Did you have Maynard?
Yes, I did. I love Eddie Maynard.
You did.
Hi, Eddie Maynard, if you're listening. That's awesome.
Solo necesito a drink in my hand and my girls dancing conmigo. Looks so good like a fantasy, oh, digo. Confidence in my girls are all I need, oh, need, oh. Solo necesito.
So when you're writing Spanish songs, do you like say what you want to say in English and then she translates it? Or?
Well, so first we'll kind of come up with some sort of a theme. So for Solo Necesito, she was like, I came up with the chord progression that is like, ba, 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 like putting together like a fun Latin sounding progression. She's really big on themes of independence and empowerment and being yourself, and kind of the same thing as me, like with Love Me Too, like you don't need to find things outside of yourself, like just be confident. So she wanted to write a song about going out and dancing and having a good time. And she's been with the same guy since elementary or middle school, and they just got married last year.
Wow.
So she, every time we would go out in Nashville, there'd always be like these guys like trying to hit on her. And she's like, I'm just trying to have a good time with my friends here. So Solo Necesito is like, I only need, she's like, Solo Necesito, a drink in my hand and my girls dancing conmigo. So it's kind of fun. We'll just like come up with different things. But yeah, especially if we're writing something in Portuguese, I know nothing with that. It's kind of a big teamwork, team effort thing of like, what's the main theme of what we're trying to say? And what are some buzzwords in another language that seem like they capture this? And then we just kind of write around that. And sometimes we'll write something, like we wrote a song recently, Solo Mismo, or Yolo Mismo? I don't even remember what it is.
Editor's note, it's Yo Misma.
We got it wrong so many times that we had to re-record it because we were just like, is it Yolo Mismo? Yolo Mismo? Yolo Mismo? It was just the tiniest thing. But we finally figured it out with the help of her mom and her Portuguese tutor lady.
Did they get credit? Songwriting credit?
No, they didn't. Poor Flavia.
That's cool that she like still finds inspiration despite being in a relationship for so long. Because usually it's heartbreak that's the motivating factor, you know?
I know. And that's what's funny, since I've been in a pretty healthy relationship for almost two, not pretty healthy, it's amazingly healthy and wonderful for the past 2 years. And now I'm like, what do I write about? And then I like find myself trying to self-sabotage just to be like, I need to create something sad. It's like, no, just be happy.
Say something mean to me.
Yeah, exactly. Like, do something wrong.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you're in a healthy relationship.
Thank you. I am as well. And yeah, but Manda is great. She does awesome stuff. And oh, and I just got a cut recently. My first like big cut. That went to radio. It's a it's an artist, Hannah Kerr. She's actually a Christian artist in Nashville. And we wrote a song called Same God, and that was in the top 40 on Christian radio charts.
You're the same.
A crazy experience. I just like wrote with her on Zoom one day over COVID, and then she chose that to be her single, and it's been on the radio. So that's been really cool. So you should check that out. That's a lovely song.
What's a standout moment in your career so far? Like some event or happening, or like someone you met that was just a really cool experience?
Two things stand out. One was just last week. I had my first show back, and my EP has come out, you know, and I just haven't performed these songs in front of anybody. And everybody was singing the words to Off My Mind at the show, like people I didn't know. And that was insane. Like so much to the point where I was able to stop singing for a little bit and I could just hear, and I just was listening to them, and I just had the best moment ever. And it was so simple. And like, yeah, it was just like a rooftop show in Nashville. And I was like, this is crazy. And I was at the farmer's market the other day, and there were these two girls that were like, are you Emma Klein? We're coming to your show. And I was like, what? I was like, that's crazy. I was like, thanks for coming to my show. Like, so that was crazy. That was really cool. Like, I mean, that means more to me than anything. And this girl the other day like messaged me and was like, your song is really helping me through your EP is helping me through this time in my life. And I think that those are moments to me that mean the most.
What is it's like a main takeaway to your EP you want people to have?
I hope that people can find themselves in the story of it. You're allowed to feel whatever it is that you're feeling. I like looking back on that EP and seeing it from a bird's eye view and being like, each of these songs is from a very different emotional state and time in my life. And I can appreciate every single one of those moments. And at the time, I just remember wishing that I could get out of that where I was feeling. But now, like looking back on it, I'm really happy that I felt everything that I felt when I felt it. And I'm really happy that I have a collection of songs to capture that. So yeah, I just hope that people can have grace for themselves when they listen to it and be like, yeah, like I felt that way before, or next time I feel that way, like I don't need to be so hard on myself. Like I'm sad today and that's okay. Or I'm sassy today and that's good. And like, you know, every day is different. So that's my big hope for people that listen to my music in general, but especially that EP.
So your EP is out.
Yes.
What's next for Emma Klein?
Hopefully shows. Right now I have all the songs that I want to be on the next project done, but I just need to record them. Just that tiny little thing, you know. So gotta find a production. I'm talking to, searching for, in the middle of finding the right producers right now. So doing that, and see me playing some more shows, hopefully this summer, because things are pretty much opened back up in Nashville here. So I'm just trying to do that and maybe even do a little bit of touring. So we will see.
For this next collection of songs, is there a different direction you're going in?
Kind of, yeah. I really want to lean into the sound of my roots. Like, I always think about, like I was saying earlier, Jason Mraz, John Mayer, Jack Johnson, Colby Calais, all those artists would have been considered pop artists in the early 2000s, but now you would hear them probably on like coffee shop stations because pop music just is in a totally different realm than it was. But I still very much am drawn to that sound. So I'm trying to find a way to sort of like take that sound alongside like Maggie Rogers kind of pop and see if there's a way to kind of morph those things together. So, and also I loved like Tori Kelly and a little bit of R&B and Julia Michaels. So I'm just trying to find my sound right now. So definitely gonna be a little bit different, but it'll still be me. It'll still be my storytelling.
So you're not going to go full Taylor Reputation mode yet?
Definitely not.
That's a few years down the line.
Yeah. Exactly.
Love Me Too is available wherever you get your music. Check the show notes for all relevant links. Indie Echo is a product of High Five Music, an online production studio that brings your bedroom demos to life. For production, remixes, or guest requests, use the contact form link on my Instagram at High Five Music. And you can follow the show at Indie Echo Podcast. Thank you for listening.